Health. Over 3,000 residents in Taita Taveta County accessed free medical services at a health camp organized by the M-PESA Foundation in collaboration with Zuri Health and the county government. Held on Saturday at Moa Stadium in Voi, the camp provided critical services, including screening for cancer, diabetes and hypertension checks, eye and dental care, reproductive health services and general consultations. County Executive for Health, Gifton Mkaya, pointed to the growing disease burden in the region, particularly the high number of cancer and hypertension cases affecting financially disadvantaged residents. "The biggest problem that we have in this county is the disease burden. We have more cases of cancer and hypertension, but because most of the affected people are financially disadvantaged, they are even unable to get fare to go to hospital for diagnosis," Mkaya said, noting the need for more frequent medical camps and access to ongoing care. The M-PESA Foundation, as part of its health initiative, is targeting counties with the highest cancer burden, including Taita Taveta, Maranga, and Homa Bay during the October Cancer Awareness Month. George Githua, the foundation's manager of finance, revealed that the camp cost approximately ₱8 million, an increase from the typical ₱5 million spent on similar camps, given the scale of services offered. "We will be doing follow-ups. We have partnered with county hospitals to ensure continuity of care. After we finish, we won't just leave people. Those diagnosed with conditions will be followed up to ensure they get the treatment services they deserve," he said. He added that patients diagnosed with diabetes would receive medication for up to 3 months. Dr. Buka Otieno of Zuri Health emphasized the need for more public awareness, especially in rural areas where cancer is often linked to superstitious beliefs like witchcraft. "The main aim of this camp is to combat the lack of knowledge. Many people, especially in rural areas, are unaware of cancer and believe it's caused by witchcraft or curses," said Dr. Otieno. "Lack of sensitization has been a major setback in the fight against cancer. If we don't address these misconceptions, more lives will be lost," he added. Dr. Otieno highlighted the need for more empowered community health providers, urging the government to invest in these workers, who are critical in spreading accurate information and raising awareness on health issues like cancer. "Lack of sensitization has been a major setback in the fight against cancer and has made most of the people to suffer. If there is sensitization, then it is very minimal. I therefore call upon the government to consider empowering the community health providers so that they can help in sensitizing the people," he stated, noting that most people in the community resonate well with what their fellows from the same community are telling them compared to what someone from outside tells them. Oncologist Dr. Tracy Rura stressed the importance of early screening, particularly for breast and prostate cancer, the leading cancers among women and men, respectively. "Early detection significantly improves survival rates. We recommend regular screenings for anyone at risk," she said. Dr. Rura noted that cancer now ranks third in Kenya's disease burden, behind infectious and cardiovascular diseases. Rura noted that, "For women above 40, we recommend clinical breast exams and mammograms. Those under 40 can benefit from ultrasounds." Residents like Focus Wambua, a 42-year-old skin cancer patient from Taveta, expressed relief at being able to access free medical care. "Treatment has been costly, and I've had to resort to herbal remedies because I couldn't afford the hospital fees. This camp has really helped me," Wambua said. Similarly, Esther Wachofi, a cancer survivor, recalled how her first symptoms were mistaken for pregnancy. A scan revealed a growth in her fallopian tube, and further treatment uncovered additional tumors in her ovaries and uterus. Despite these challenges, she underwent surgery and completed her treatment in 2014. Today, at 37, Mwachofi is cancer-free and thriving. "Cancer is not the end of life. I was diagnosed at just 23, but with the right treatment and support, I am healthy today. I encourage everyone to take advantage of these free camps and know their health status," she said. As Taita Taveta battles a growing disease burden, the camp highlighted the need for better health infrastructure and continuous healthcare services. The county government is currently constructing a cancer center at Moa County Referral Hospital in Voi, a project that Mkaya says will be completed within 12 weeks.